This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis Cooperative, providing innovative solutions to tomorrow's agriculture. Last week, the Midwest and the Corn Belt experienced widespread severe weather with storms, damaging winds, and heavy rains. This week, the weather pattern should be more tame, but with adequate rainfall still helping crops through critical growth stages. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
The 2026 fungicide package from Landis Cooperative combines trusted crop protection, foliar nutrition, and expert agronomy support into one complete strategy designed to help your crop finish strong through disease and late season stress. Corn and soybean programs are available now. Talk with your local Landis representative today or call 515-817-2100 to put a stronger protection plan in place for your acres.
This week, the weather pattern should be more tame, but with adequate rainfall still helping crops through critical growth stages.
Got actually some more rain coming back in. Nothing like what we saw last week when we had the excessive rainfall in the central Corn Belt. We're looking at the most 1 to 2 inches of rain across parts of the Midwest. Coverage will be much more scattered than last week. And in most cases, it will be beneficial rainfall, maintaining adequate to locally surplus topsoil moisture for these rapidly growing corn and soybeans.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Rippey says the Midwest is in line for beneficial rainfall for pastures and crops as pollination draws near.
And everything is really coming up roses for the Midwest as we head into some of these key weeks in the development season for corn and soybeans. So no changes, and temperatures are going to stay at a very reasonable level, and we should get a bit more moisture as we head on through the middle part of June.
He adds that with critical growth stages approaching for U.S. crops, rainfall will be welcome news for growers.
Most of that moisture is going into growth of corn and soybeans and other water demands at this time of year when we have peak demand on water. And so the pattern that we've seen set up also has featured lower temperatures moving in. So relatively cool and moist setup across the Midwest, abundant soil moisture, temperatures that are at or below normal for this time of year.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.